Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, June 12th, 2022. Today on the Ether, The Art of Collab, live demo AI art and open mic, hosted by Sandy Toes. Let's take a listen.
Here is my co-host. Welcome, Lucid. I'm sending you the co-host. How's everybody doing? Hello, hello. Okay, here's Lucid. Hi.
Hi, how's
it's
it going?
Good. It's nice to see you. It is Sunday morning, 9 o'clock in California. And we're going to do some collaborations today live on the air. Oh, Terra Spaces is here. Well, thank you, Terra Spaces. I thought you were going on vacation. I didn't think we'd get our space recorded today. Terra Spaces is recording our space professionally, permanently. And we're very fortunate to have Terra Space do that for us. And if you guys have your own spaces, you can use Terra Spaces too. Lucid, tell us how you've been. Tell us what's new. I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, I've been pretty good doing some collabs recently. I finished one off with Tabasom, and we were talking about just, you know, doing another collection together, probably this week sometime. And I worked with Texadelic, doing some more. We did some, you know, the Cadavre Quiz, the I forget the English term again now. But it was basically, you know, he starts one and then I would take his art and then put my enhancements on it. And then he would take it again and then put his. So, and we did that twice the last week. So, and it worked out really well. It was pretty well received. So it was fun. And then, yeah, Sandy, of course, you know, you and I are working on a bigger collection together. So that's fun. And hopefully we can get it out pretty soon.
That's amazing. Well, you guys, there is the California Golden Poppies. I am just delighted to see what you've done with the photography that I gave you. And then you created all this interesting, different stuff. And so can you talk about that a little bit and go through, like, so what happens after I send you my picture of how it starts out with the California poppies? Take us through the process. Tell us.
Okay, sure. So, I mean, for this particular one, I was just, I set up three different notebooks. And these notebooks are basically the AI tools I use. And so I set up three different ones. I think I only posted maybe two. Well, maybe I posted three. Anyways. And so what I have is all these settings that I've sort of, you know, been working on for the past, I don't know how many months, and optimizing and iterating, and just to get it to a point where I could get something that looks fairly pleasant. And so what I did just for this example, for the poppies, was, yeah, I ran three notebooks and tried, you know, different styles. And so I'm actually hoping anyone in the audience that would like to be part of this live collab stuff, I'm going to be posting, you know, tweets. And then if you would want to, you know, take the image and then, you know, put your own spin on it so we can see, you know, multiple styles so you can do more with it, right? So yeah, these poppies, what I'll do is I'll enter, you know, the image as basically a starting image. And from that point, it'll start to change, to modify the image. So it might blur it, and then it'll start adding new features. And then you direct it, you know, which direction you wanted to go. So if you want, you know, like a fantasy, one of them, I tried to do some like magical creatures. So you can see in the image, like the starting image to the ending image, it keeps the structure. It keeps a lot of the color, but it guides it in different directions. So you can get some really neat stuff, but it will still have great structure. So that's pretty much how I do it.
So when you say guide it, like, by the way, I really love the last one. It's so futuristic looking. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, the colors. When you say I guide it, so you give it different information, like what did you tell it to do for that last one?
Let me see what the last one was. I don't even remember. Let's see. Was it like, it still looks kind of like a forest? Is that the one or? Oh,
it looks like, yeah, it's like futuristic. It's like a mold and it looks like a, right. Maybe it's top of buildings and forests, yeah. Cauliflower looking and yeah. The orange dots. It looks really cool.
Yeah. The funny thing is that was, I tried to guide it into like a futuristic dystopian type thing. And it sort of came out with this, which is interesting. So,
it is Futuristic and dystopia. It is. It's like monoculture, growing only one kind of vegetable, and then but it's a city, and there's only one kind of tree that grows there. And so I see a whole story there. And then, you know, it starts out with the golden poppies and the bumblebees tripping. And so anyway, it's a different world. And then the second one with the animals, I love that one a lot too. The purples and the oranges mixes really well. So do you tell it color wise what to do?
You can. So these are things that you can say, I want a blue color scheme, or, you know, that kind of stuff, or I want fog in there. I want, you know, this kind of stuff. And so you build up this whole list of things that you want to see in the image. And then you can even give them weights. So you really want fog, or you really want a blue color scheme. And so that's a way that you can guide this crazy software to do what you want it to do.
I love the animals. Those are still my favorite. They just, and you know what? They look like the bats that fly around my house too. They come out right at dusk and they're interesting. And then that second one, I feel like I could see fairies in there with that one is really interesting. So, well, if anybody wants to do a picture, if anybody wants to donate something and we want to do a live demo, please join us and give us an idea. We would love to do something for you while we're here today. Anybody?
Yeah, I'm going to pin up a tweet and I'll put it in the nest, and then we can, if anybody wants, you know, some of their art to be part of this live collab stuff, just, you know, respond to the tweet with your art, and then we can take it from there and we can run it through. And if anybody else wants to participate doing the AI side, that would be awesome. So, you know, come up and you can speak with us and we can do some fun together.
Thank you, Lucid. By the way, I don't know if Illustrata can come up and talk about it, but I was so impressed with her artwork. And could you say a couple of words about that technology and how new and special it is? Because the artwork that she pinned in her profile, I'm going to put it up there in the nest. But what was the name? And I know Microsoft, it's under Microsoft, but what was the name of the program that you mentioned, Lucid?
The notebooks. And there's multiple notebooks. So it really depends on the person using it. So I guess we have to ask Illustrata.
Well, she's coming up. Thank you for coming, Illustrata. How are you today? It is such an honor to have you join us today. A woman at the edge of technology, people. Listen up. She's going to lay down the alpha. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Sandy. So you cut out at during part of that. Which one did you want me to talk about?
You're using new software technology where you give it prompts and it gives you. So you had this futuristic neopunk nightclub that you posted. Let me bring that up and post that up in the nest. And so how are you making that out? What is that?
Yeah, so that's actually part of a beta program that I'm in for a software called DALL-E 2. It's through OpenAI. And essentially, you know, right now it's probably, you know, at the very cutting edge of AI art. And essentially it is just, yeah, it's really mind blowing what you can do with it. You know, I do AI art using a variety of tools, but this is just so fun to play with. And, you know, I love taking prompts from people and trying it out and seeing what it is, how it comes out. Because it's just, you know, it's just mind blowing, really.
Absolutely. It is really, I just pinned up the tweet that I was talking about. So that was the one that really blew my mind. You had like the art scene, the nightclubs. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. So this was yesterday in our AI art chill space. We were getting ready for like working on our spatial gallery. And one of the people in there said, hey, you know, it would be cool to see what DALL-E would do with like a cyberpunk gallery that maybe we can use as some of the promotional materials or as a sign for our gallery. And so that prompt was, I think, a cyberpunk art gallery circa 2057. And then this particular set was photorealistic. And so it's amazing. It takes about 30 seconds. You put in the prompt. And, you know, of course, as with any AI art, there's some trick and art to crafting the prompt itself, knowing what works and what doesn't. But yeah, these results are really, really cool.
Would it be an accurate statement to say that what you're using is like a tool, like a can of paint or a piece of charcoal? In a way, because, you know, charcoal is great, but if you don't know how to pick it up and draw with it, it's just lines. Would that be a fair comparison to say that with this AI software?
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's in the end, it's only as, you know, creative or interesting as, you know, the ideas of the artist. So, yeah, you can make pretty much anything that your mind can come up with, but without the tool, whether it's charcoal, paint, whatever, photography. I would compare it to that.
Well, I always thought, you know, you just like throw something in there, push a button, and there it goes, and something gets spit out. And so, and then sometimes it's good, and some people know how to maneuver that. And so I'm noticing there is a big, hot debate about using AI technology, not using it. And I think art is art, and art does what art wants to do, whether we like it or not. And for me, I'm just fascinated by where art is going. And so having you here today to tell us about the edge of technology and what's happening is great. So Lucid, do you have any questions?
Not yet. I mean, Illustrat, it would be nice. I don't know if you'd want to, but do a couple, you know, DALL-E 2 prompts if you could. That'd be awesome too.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. As long as I don't run out of credit. So I'm happy to do as many and basically until we hit that limit. So if anyone wants to,
I have a question about that. So you are allowed to access the software, and so you only have a allocated amount of time or credits. Is that how that works?
Yeah. So because it's in beta, right now, they're onboarding more and more people, but because computing resources are so expensive, they've recently limited it to 50 runs per 24-hour period.
I don't know why, but I just got this image of the old days of the big computers in the rooms where, you know, nobody had personal computers. It was expensive to do stuff. And so just imagine what you're doing eventually will be, people will be doing that on their phone maybe, huh? And then not too distant future. So I have a prompt.
All right, let's hear it.
Oak trees or oak wood or forest. What would that bring up?
Just oak trees, oak wood, oak forest, all three, or?
Yeah, take your pick.
Okay, cool. Doing it now.
Well, folks, you are witnessing history being made. Somebody in one part of the world throws out some words, and a magician on the other side has access to secret magic stuff. And only certain people know how to use this technology. So I'm fascinated because I'm not there. I just have my camera and a little bit of digital technology. So for me to be doing a collaboration with Lucid or to watch Illustrata, it is mind blowing. And so I'm so happy. By the way, I want to welcome Cryptox 9551 to our program today while we wait for the results. How are you today? Crypto, do you want to unmute yourself?
There hey, you I'm sorry. Yeah, I heard you. I was my kids over here were over here fighting. Yeah, that image. Another thing, that image we did yesterday. We also, I think that's the same one. Illustrata. We had another guy in there expanded that image to make a cover image, and it actually came out very, very cool. I don't know how he did it, expanding it, where you mask off certain areas of the image, and then you run it again, and then it'll take four images and turn it into one.
Yeah, so that's another really cool feature of DALL-E. Basically, you can put anything in. It could be something that you've run through DALL-E, like a result from DALL-E, or, you know, your own piece of artwork, and you can make changes to it. You can erase parts and add things. And like Cryptox was saying for that particular one, I'll try and find it and pin it up. But yeah, we got one of the results of the Cyberpunk gallery. And then our friend No One, that's his username, came and put it in Photoshop and put some transparency around it, and then brought it back into DALL-E so that he was able to expand basically on the original image, which was really, really cool.
So may I ask how you all paired up and how this collab came to be? Did you just know each other in the space? How did that come to be?
Yeah, so I would say probably it first started, I started attending the AI NFT consortium spaces that used to be held like every Wednesday and Monday. And actually, Kevin Page was one of the leaders of that space. And he's in here right now. But and then the AI art chill space kind of came out of that. And, you know, that happens three times a week as well. So I've started to get into to know folks in the space and the community through those.
Thank you. Kevin is a big, big, important force and a leader in this realm of this new genre. So we've had Kevin up here before, and I think he's going to be a great movie maker in the NFT space. So there's all kinds of interesting things happening, the way the art is moving, and it is really interesting, and I love just being a part of it. And we're just at the beginning. So what we like doing here is we've did some matchmaking between artists who don't know anything about AI art, but are interested in it. And the results have been very interesting, including my own work, including Nazanin, who minted some of her work with yourself. And so what you did with that flower, could you tell us about that since you're here? Because I don't think we had a chance to talk about that collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was really great working with Nazanin. We basically, I looked at some of her work, which is beautiful, watercolors, photography, her acrylic art is just amazing. And I ended up taking one of her watercolors, which was a sort of a purple flower blossom. Shades of purple and blues. And I ran that through the AI with a couple of different prompts and came out with kind of a fairy looking abstract purple blossom that we ended up minting on Foundation. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks for pairing us up, Sandy.
You're welcome. That purple blossom was a saffron blossom. So it's the saffron flower is really beautiful. And I couldn't find the tweet on her profile, but yeah, it's Nazi, why don't you tweet about that? And then I'll put that up in the rooms in the nest so people can see what happened from the beginning of the Saffron Blossom to, you know, later with the collaboration. I would love to share that with the space. And thank you very much for taking the challenge, because I think what it does is it pushes artists to go beyond what they are comfortable in doing and to work with another artist with another personality and different art. That in itself is a challenge. Shoot, I can't even work with myself sometimes, you know, like I won't like something. So, and to be able to work with another individual, especially from, you know, if you have different art styles, different cultures. And so I've seen quite a few beautiful collaborations. Lucid, you did your work with Tabasum. I think I'm going to try to pin that up in that space as well, so people can see what you did with her work. Her work is beautiful. And that was a really good collaboration as well. We really enjoyed that. And you minted it on the Tezos, right?
Yeah, we actually did two different platforms. So we did Tezos, and then we also did Known Origin as well. So it worked out good. I wanted to mention, sorry, I put up the Keep Right, had an amazing image. So I was able to do a couple on there, and it looks really good. And I'm working on Mystic World right now. So I'll pin that one up too, sorry.
Great. All right. We've got some art up in the nest, and I've got a new speaker up here as well. Hello, welcome. Paper Legend, how are you today? Are you speaking, Paper Legend? We are not hearing you. Okay, you must be having some technical difficulties. Lucid, can you hear anything? Because I can't hear anything.
I can't.
No, I can't either, sorry.
I don't even see him in here. What did you say his name was?
Oh, for me, I can see, but it just says connecting. It hasn't fully connected yet, so it might be an issue.
Okay, hopefully we'll get connection with Paper Legend. In the meantime, let's go on and continue our live demo today. Lucid, what is up in the net?
All right. So let's see. I did, what was it, the Keep It Right? I did, and those turned out pretty nice, actually. And I'm just doing, what was the next one? Mystic World. They're turning out pretty wild. Let me post the third one here. Really neat. I'm really liking it, actually. Reply. So the one thing is, and I didn't do it just because of time, but the initial image I got was very portrait, and I left everything square. So it kind of scrunches down the image a bit, but the, you know, the dimensions are all still there. They're just modified a bit. So all the stuff, well, I guess, except for one of them, but they're mostly square. So that should be okay.
It is really cool. By the way, I just saw the oak trees, the oak forest in Dali 2. Holy moly, that looks so realistic. I mean, I live in the oak forest. That blows my mind. That is so realistic. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing that you were able to get those. I was taking a bunch of pictures last week of these different oak trees and everything. Can I ask you to do oak leaf? I wonder how that would look compared to oak trees. How detailed would it look? Is that something you could do?
Yeah, I can try it. And did you want it as like photorealistic as possible, or I could add some other modifiers to it too?
Add other modifiers to it.
Okay.
That, yeah, like spiders or something. And because there's lots of spiders around oak trees.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm just going to, this is interesting. I'm going to start from, I think it was Nox Feratu. Yeah. And that person did, and I'm pretty sure that's an AI art too. So it's kind of interesting. We can go from one style of AI art to another style. So we'll see how it comes out.
Okay. I have a question about Keep Right. Can you tell us about that, Lucid?
Yeah, for sure. What's up?
Okay, so what is that? What's going on there from Keep Right? So I like the red and the white background. And so it reminds me of black and white photography, but it's like this weird octopus. So what is that?
Yeah. So sometimes you can't predict where the result is going to go. And it, you know, depends on your parameters that you set. So let me bring it up, yes, just so I can see what I did, because I try to keep up with everything.
By the way, so, I like the purple fishy looking thing at the end where you added the color. I don't know what happened there, but that looks really interesting to me.
Yeah, that was pretty much part of like the same that we've been doing, you know, our magical animals thing. So it's obviously it kept the structure and a lot of the coloring, but we added some crazy animals to it. So it was actually kind of neat. The second one with the green coloring, I don't remember what that was. Majestic Forest Magical Creatures. So that's where that came out. So the funny thing is I found using the word majestic has multiple meanings. And so I guess, you know, when this AI was created, it would scour the internet for all these images and they would get all these descriptions. And a lot of people use majestic as part of their description. And so it ends up pulling from all these different, avenues. So it's pretty interesting, like how different things come out just by using one of those descriptive words.
Thank you for sharing that, Lucid. By the way, Illustrata, the oak wood forest, California is so dry condition. While the oak trees are there and realistic, the level of greenness is not how it is, even in the deep forest. Excuse me for a second. My dog announces all things. And so the way the oak trees are portrayed, I'm still stuck in the oak forest. Thank you. That is so amazing. And can I ask, where would you be minting? So your future work, where would you be minting Illustrata?
So for DALL-E, I won't be minting anything that's not allowed right now. I think probably in the future it will be, but they're working on all those commercial aspects. But lately, for my other work, I've been focusing on known origin and also on object, on Tezos.
Lucid, what about where you're going to be minting in the future, some of your upcoming collabs? What platforms? I know that you've had good luck with your Omniflix work that you've done. Do you want to pin up the clock stuff that you did? Those are really interesting. That collection sold out pretty fast, and it also went on secondary as well. And so I was really happy to hear that you had really good success on that blockchain platform.
Yeah. I've been experimenting, or not just experimenting, but just, putting a little bit of effort into trying different platforms other than the big ones. I wanted, of course, talking with you, Sandy, we decided, okay, we're going to try something, different and see what opportunities are out there. The Cosmos ecosystem is really an up and coming, technology. And on this Cosmos platform, there's other blockchains. So one of them is the Omniflix platform. And so they have an NFT marketplace, and then there's a few others within the Cosmos ecosystem. So there's Stargazer, and I can't remember the other one. Was it Juno? I can't remember. Anyways,
yes.
So we're exploring those. And one thing like we've found is they're pretty smaller. So the competition is obviously less, but they're very active people. And so they're really excited about this growing platform. So, we've been able to sort of, you know, bring our art there and get appreciated for what we do. So it's nice. So we're not in this, you know, giant pool of.
And you know what? I'm going to take all the credit for this because you didn't even know Cosmos, Omniflix, none of that. And I'm so happy that I found a listening ear and a good artist. And so basically a lot of the artists are in the platforms where it's very saturated. So Lucid wanted to do a collab and I'm like, yes, let's go for it. And we went on Ethereum, known Origin, and our first collab was on Tezos, and it just, it didn't do anything. But I've been in the crypto space doing investing in these other coins and projects, and I recognize they're going to have NFT platforms. And yes, Lucid is right, because these are people who are holding a lot of coins and they understand NFTs are important, and they are going to support the platforms where they're holding those coins. So we're like the babies, we're new, and there's not that much competition. And I said, Lucid, we got to check out this new technology, these new platforms. And so Omniflix, now they're not like Tezos, because we had, you know, for, if you're doing a collaboration for secondary royalties, you know, the code is not there, surprisingly enough. But the most important thing that is there is these are holders of coins and these are selling out collections. So not only did our collaboration go well, but Lucid, you went on to do your own personal art and you've sold out. So these are people who've got their coins and they want to buy your art, and there's not that many artists. And guess what? You can turn those atoms into Tezos, Ethereum, or whatever. So this is something I've been kind of going on and on about to the artists that, you know, were really involved in tweeting and shilling and space and going on and on. People will wait a whole hour to talk about their art. But the blockchain world is huge. There's a lot of opportunities. And so we just have to keep our eyes open. If these people have all these coins and they want to come buy your art, well, let's go. And you know what else is really incredible? Lucid and I are talking to the developers. So the guy who like invented the blockchain, Sisla, he's like talking to us. Do you know how early we are? Do you know how crazy that is? I mean, you know, you can't go talk to the inventor, you know, of Ethereum. Oh, good luck with that. However, we're very early in this game and money's money. That's it. So I'm very proud and happy that Lucid listened to me. And he has the talent and the technology, and our collaboration did well, and his own personal art is selling well. And yes, there's many platforms. There's Omniflix, there's Stargaze, there is Juno, and there's several others. And the really cool thing is all you need is your Kepler wallet. And so Adam, who is the Cosmos ecosystem, said, okay, these blockchains need to talk to each other. They're not in competition with blockchains. They're just interested in bringing the blockchains together. So Osmosis, which is celebrating their birthday today, is one of the babies born from the Cosmos blockchain. And I've got my Osmosis dashboard where I can switch my coins around to whatever I want. And then this past few months, there's buttons on there. There's a dashboard and an NFT. I was so happy. I've got NFTs there, which means that all these different coins, all these different projects, all their NFTs are going to be able to move around. And guess what? I'm going to be able to pull your known origin Ethereum NFT into my Cosmos ecosystem. Those gas fees are going to die so fast. People are going to laugh about gas fees. It's just going to be non-existent. I know it hurts now, but this is happening. Anyway, I'm going to stop ranting. Today, we're talking about the art of collab. But the bottom line is money. We want you to sell your art. We want you to be known. And there's a lot of platforms. And I'm very proud to know you, Lucid. You're very talented and you're very dedicated and you're very professional. So thank you so much for hosting, co-hosting these spaces with me and helping me to bring this technology and this information with everybody. So let's go on and look at these different collaborations. And if anybody has any questions, by the way, those saffron flowers are up there. Nazanin's got her. And by the way, she's going to come over to this new blockchain. She's going to try some of this new, she's going to start minting some of her new work there. And if anybody is interested in minting on OmniFlix, there is an onboarding form. I can send it to you. Lucid can send it to you. Just give us a DM and we'll be happy to bring you along and mint. And by the way, there are these PFB projects that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Okay, so there is all levels of NFT action happening. Please go ahead, Crypto.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on when I was in the space a little while back when we got paired up with people. I actually haven't been able to get in contact with the guy that I was paired up with for a little over a month now. So I got to try to figure something else out if we had anybody else pending.
Absolutely. We will get you a new partner. Definitely not a problem. Thank you for mentioning that. We do have artists that want to work with AI artists like yourself. So I'm sorry that that other one didn't work out, but we will go on.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know if it's his time zone, because I know he was on like the opposite schedule when I was talking to him in the beginning, because a lot of times it's like 2 o'clock in the morning for me and he's just getting up. So it's a little, that was a little tough too.
You mean people actually sleep in this space? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that is an issue for sure, to be able to have compatible time zones. I'm wondering if our friend Paper Legend, are you able to speak? Unmute yourself.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? I'm driving, but I like the headline of the space, so I just wanted to pop in a bit. So you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. I really like the conversation. I really like the AI sector that is getting stronger and stronger now. And perfect, the traffic jam, so I can talk in peace. and I'm actually an artist myself, but I love to collaborate. And just to introduce briefly, I'm doing like paper sculptures of classic cars, and I collabed with some artists already, and we make like these art cars as sculptures for the wall. And I have a project lined up for a car company, and I'm looking for artists to put art on a car, basically like a livery for a car. Yeah, and I was just interested if someone in this space hears this now and is interested to join in on the action. I think it it will be a fun process, and I would love to see some AI art also on the cars. And a little teaser, the company is looking into the NFT space as well. So the collab with Paper Legend, that's what my brand name is, will be the first NFT project for that car manufacturer. And there is going to be also 13 in real life pieces. So out of all entries, the 13 highest sales will go into in real life sculptures, and the rest are going to be NFT only. But I think it's can be a fun experience. And also there is a venue already planned in near London, so the art would be exhibited. And the car scene is finally waking up on NFTs, I feel. And as a car designer myself, or former car designer, I'm really happy to see that. And I'm at the, or hope to be at the forefront of that. So yeah, if that sounds interesting to you, I would happy to see what AI artists can do with the with this kind of 3D canvas, let's say. So it's like not a flat piece of paper, but it's basically a car made from paper, and your art would go on top of it. So yeah, and I think my battery is soon dying. Yeah, 1%. So I gotta go back to mute and charge.
So let me just make sure I understand. So you print out the art and put it on cars as cars drive by. Did I understand that? And by the way, I'm writing your name down so I can continue our exchange.
Yeah, so basically, the artist would produce a piece of art, and he has to, of course, think about the shape of the car, what he wants to achieve. Then the art is mapped onto the car. Yeah, if I would not be driving, I would post the picture, or I would send you a link to post the picture. But yeah, basically, it's art on a 3D object. So
is it like a vinyl wrap?
Yeah, kind of, but it's wrapped digitally, and then like I print out the pieces and cut the pieces with a laser plotter, and then the sculpture is going to be assembled. So from flat to 3D, basically. You can, if you check my profile banner, you can see a paper legend. It's like basically a blend of like abstract cars, like really reduced cars, and also the art goes onto the wall. So instead of having full models like toys or something like that, the cars will end up on the walls. So yeah, I would like to share something, but I'm driving. I'm really sorry.
I have a question. Hi everyone. Hi Sandy. Hi Lucy. Lusrata. Cryptox. Hi. I have a question for Pepe. You mentioned London, so it must be Vauxhall, yeah? We are talking about Opels made in England. Is that real car manufacturer?
Nope. That's BAC. It's a single-seater for the road. So like basically a Formula One car for the road.
Right.
They are looking for, or we are looking in as a team for artists. And the event is called Sleeping with Art. It's the second year of the venue, and it's like a really nice British like luxury hotel where car artists all around the world show up and present their art. And yeah, but I'm happy to introduce like also like on the BMW art cars from the 70s, for example. Andy Warhol, he had nothing to do with cars, but he painted on the car. So that's the same kind of approach I want to have. So, for example, if by chance, the father of a friend of mine, he was an artist, he's a Russian artist, and he exhibited already in Sotheby's, or he sold pieces on Sotheby's. So I would like to have him as well as an artist. So yeah, I don't know how many artists it will be. The venue is in October, so there's some time left. But yeah, I think it can be a really cool collaboration of all sorts, and the results can be super interesting as well. And so you can also join my Discord server. I'm sharing more information on that there.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, that's very.
If you're really interested, guys, then please.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I teach at Coventry University,
and oh, nice.
I did a lot of collabs with JLR. You know JLR, Jaguar Land Rover.
Yeah, Land Rover.
And
yeah.
I teach in a school that we have famous school for car design. Yep. I'm sure you know in Coventry.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. I studied in Pforzheim, so I know it. It's like the...
Ah, okay. The world is small.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Right,
can
that
you,
will be interesting.
Can you DM me, please? I cannot look up your name because I'm driving,
okay.
As I said.
All right, then. All right, I'll do that later.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Paper Legend. I'm glad you were able to tell us about yourself. And Sid, welcome, Sid.
Hello, Sandy. How are you?
I'm so glad you can join us today. Please give us an update on what's happening with you.
I'm traveling. I'm now a constant traveler. I am now in a little town visiting some friends near Sarajevo. Sarajevo in Bosnia, and I'm on my way to the coast, to Croatian coast, where I'm gonna chill and relax for a few weeks. And so I'm on this 5 weeks trip Although my friend from gallery, and there are a lot of friends here from art and chill space, I talk to them every night, so they keep telling me, go away, go on holiday, we would like to miss you. But I somehow cannot get away from Twitter space. It's like addiction, you know. Unfortunately, I can't produce anything because I'm traveling. Well, I have my laptop, but and I'm working on old pieces, some sort of post work, but I can't have access to Google Colab, so I cannot produce any AI, fresh AI. But maybe that's good. Maybe I need a break to kind of review and a pause and kind of see what I've been doing in this manic last 3 to 4 months, you know. Yeah, it's all good. I'm very chilled. It's sunshine here. It's lovely.
Sid, I think it's good that you can't do all that technology stuff. I think to go and to experience the world in a different way is important. I mean, in the old days, you couldn't take your art studio with you and go paint. I guess you could, you know, sit at a restaurant and sketch on a napkin and, you know, if you were that addicted to your art. But I'm glad that you have this chance to take a break, because then when you come back and you get to your art, it's going to be really different. And so I'm happy that you get to experience. And wow, what a vacation. It's like make a movie, right?
I'm taking photographs for a lot of references. And I'm going to be, you know, I call them because my work is postcards from nowhere. But this time I'm making postcards from somewhere. So I'm taking little photo vignettes of pieces of the building, some faces from facades, you know, because there is a lot of historic architecture in this place, you know, some very interesting expressive faces and some little sculptures that are kind of part of the buildings, etc. So, yeah, you know, and I'm, to be honest, you know, yesterday I was hiking, which was lovely. I really enjoyed being totally in the nature, immersed into real life. We forget how beautiful it is. You know, I just wrote the prompt, enjoy RL, and off I went.
That's great, Sid. So all last week, I was up in my cabin, and I can listen to Twitter spaces, but I can't speak. So people kept giving me the mic, and I had to message them. I can only listen, I can't speak. And so I kind of like it when I'm forced to not be able to work, and I don't have my computer with me up there, so I can't buy art, I can't look at my sales. And it's nice to come back and to see, you know, what's going on and to find airdrops. And yeah, you know, there's a few days where I didn't thank somebody for giving me a beautiful gift, but you know what? That's okay. So, but I do love taking Twitter spaces with me. I think it's great. And by the way, Sid, you have a huge advantage over the rest of the artists in the space, because having a background in architecture, I mean, I understand how important architecture is. Architecture is in everything. I'm also a retired chef. And so architecture, if you're into baking and making cakes, and it's very important to understand about architecture, to understand about design and concepts like that. So I feel that you have a huge advantage because you've been in that architecture world for so long. You've dealt with real world remodeling and updating of buildings, and your work is fantastic. So I feel very honored that you come and you give us information. And I actually have notes from what you talked about a good collaboration and, you know, how to approach that. So these are very important spaces for us that we get to have people from different backgrounds, such as yourself, join us. So thank you for telling us about your vacation. And is there anything else that's going on with you lately?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been minting a lot. I managed to sell another piece, which was good. I minted straight after that. And
Which one sold, Sid?
Lost Souls 1, the one with the kind of orange and yellow I don't know how to call them, particles, I suppose, flow particles, which are floating in space. That went very quickly. It went on auction, but nobody else bid apart from guy who went straight. I think within 3 hours, I kind of put it up. But yeah, I was very happy. I met and talked to this guy, Mike. He's a lovely, lovely man. And it was interesting. He was even baiting people. He said, come on, guys, let's see some action. Let's make this beauty kind of work, you know, and et cetera. But yeah, I'm happy, you know, because it's, you know, things are moving at the pace that it's actually good. It gives me a bit less pressure, you know, because sometimes when you sell piece, then it's panic, you know, what I'm going to put next, you have to kind of respond immediately. So yeah, I think I'm in good space now. But what I wanted to say, I just saw for a minute, Humane was here, the guy who wrote Jax 2.7 Humane version. He dropped. He just dropped, which was really sad, because that is the notebook that I'm currently using more than any other notebook. And this guy is fantastic. He does this also beautiful art, which looks like Japanese wood prints. I don't know why he left. You know, he was here for about 5-10 minutes and he just dropped. Shame. Would have been good if we could have brought him up to say what his plans are with the Jax, because that notebook is very, very, very interesting. Especially beautiful if you're interested in 2D work, in flat work rather than kind of three-dimensional, although I managed to work against his direction for 2D. I kind of take it and use it as a 3D as well.
What was the person's handle? I want to look them up. You have me curious.
Yeah, Humane, and that's funny spell. It's a, oh God, how do you spell that now? You got me. If you don't mind, I'll find it after this and send it to you. But maybe somebody here in space, maybe Ostratum is.
Yeah, exactly, I've got it.
Spell. Yeah.
It's HUEMIN underscore art.
Very interesting guy. But we have here also, I think you need to bring him up, amazing artist, AI Joe, who has just minted out and let it in the wild. Amazing piece of movie, you know, done with AI, where he combined a lot of work that he was doing last, I don't know how many weeks, and it's just mind-blowing. And I think AI should come up and talk and mention, because that's another genre. I mean, I do only images, you know, so, but kind of AI Joe really should come up and speak. Yeah, I love you too, man.
I did send a speaker request to our friend, and if AI Joe is able to speak, that would be great to have them join us. Thank you, Sid. And that is so Humane Art. That I'm going to have to go. There it is. I found their profile, and oh yeah, that is very interesting. Thank you, Sid, for mentioning that. I'm going to follow this person. Hello, how are you, AI Joe?
Hello, good Sunday afternoon, everybody.
Well, I'm so glad you're able to join us. Do you want to pin something up in the nest today?
Sure, I could do that. I got a few minutes. I'm kind of doing the family thing on a Sunday, so I can talk for a second, but not too terribly long.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we'd be happy to hear anything you want to share with us, and please feel free to pin it up in the nest for sure.
I just wanted to mention, if anybody wants the live collab treatment, you can respond to one of the first tweets on the nest, and then we can work off that. I think I've went through all of them so far, so just wanted to let everybody know.
When you had mentioned having people run it, I was going to volunteer until I had just started an animation and they gave me an A100. I was like, oh, I guess I'm tied up.
I understand. That's a great thing to get.
First A100 with a disco notebook, really. And it just happened to be when I was going to start working on the init video. So, kind of nice to have it processed so fast.
Yeah. For anybody that doesn't know, the A100 is a really, really high powered computer or processor. And things just go way faster, and you could do larger images just because this process is pretty intensive. So to be able to get one of those processors is like gold for us.
And
yeah,
also,
I've gotten one yet.
Oh, no. That's a bummer. You'll know when you get it. Sid, thank you for the shout out too, by the way. Appreciate you, buddy. The one I pinned up, most of our group has already seen, but that was, like you said, is a couple weeks worth of various animation runs, five or six different notebooks as far as processes. Some of the entrances, still images that were then interpolated to kind of give the morphing effect, and then later on through is mostly DD animations, and then some post editing just for transitions and kind of to give it some congruency. Appreciate anybody that checks it out. And then Ritalin Child, who's another big in the NFT community, actually did the audio for it, and did an amazing job also.
Oh my God, Ritalin Child. I totally have been following him and buying his art, and Indigo, his wife. Yes. Oh, this
yeah,
is
they're
such
amazing.
A great piece. Oh, they're amazing. I was thinking of reaching out to him for his audio for doing a collab. That's so funny that you came up and spoke today. Yes, he's huge in the space, and he definitely understands music, art, and the NFT space. Very successful collab. This is amazing. I'm really glad you shared this today.
Thank you very much. Yeah, actually, when I kind of first got into the NFT community, I've been kind of associated with him and Indigo for quite a few months now. So kind of made sense to do something like that, especially after he had originally mostly, you saw a lot of his art he was displaying was all, you know, imagery and stuff. And then he had just dropped a fresh collab with another artist, and it was his audio. And that's kind of when we kind of drummed up the conversation about it, and he wanted to give it a go. And I think it turned out well. He did really good with timing of sounds and getting everything to kind of give it that extra level. You know, when you have animations and stuff, the audio just brings a whole nother dimension to it.
Yeah, and they're so experienced in real life with concerts and music. So they are coming in with a lot of talent, and they understand the technology part of it. We're going to see a lot of their work for sure. So this is really cool. That's amazing. His music and the animation. I like it. This is going to be like a movie.
Yeah, the full piece is actually already on KO. It dropped Friday. So if you want to see the full feature, it is there. You just kind of click on the link. And anybody that does take a look, if you throw me a heart on there, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I'm retweeting and also made comments on there. This is beautiful work. Thank you so much for sharing today. We've got one more person up on the speaker panel today. Is there anything else you want to add, Joe? I want to make sure you get a chance to share whatever.
Oh, no, no. Okay, Sid, you're correct. So we have already done one gallery show, and it was quite successful, I would personally say. So we're on to round two. We just kind of finished yesterday getting, I'd say, 95% of everybody's work up. I think we have 24 artists from our community in it this round. Next Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, we'll be in a Twitter space and in the spatial gallery at the same time, and we'll kind of walk around from artist to artist, and people will be able to talk to the artist directly, ask questions, you know, inspirations, and all the such. So anybody is more than welcome to attend.
Please.
Would you like me to pin up the yes. gallery link just so if anybody wants to go ahead of time?
Yes, that was my question. Thank you. Please pin that up so we can make sure we mark our calendars and we can join you.
And the spatial gallery is technically open now, so if anybody wanted to walk through ahead of time, you can.
Yeah, while he's doing that, pretty much all of the AI artists from here are exhibiting. Yeah, Lucid, me, Illustrata, Joey, Crypto, Farmer, Moxorato, I think he's there as well. Who else? I'm just looking further down the list. Well, these are all from the same group of the people, friends, who are meeting and talking AI, new technology, exchanging ideas, supporting each other. It's like a really brethren community, you know. I think I would not be able to really sustain this without the family of friends who are always there. If you need help, if you need support, if you just need to chat, and we also laugh a lot, joke, spend a lot of time goofing about, but that's part of who we are.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Sid. You keep the community, you understand about community and how important that is. And thank you so much. By the way, I just pinned up the latest of Nosferatu added some skulls and warriors. What do you think about that? This is getting interesting.
Yeah, I love it. And I saw it and I said, you know what? I'm going to make my own spin off theirs, Nosferatu's version of it. So I got another three coming from Nosferatu's, which is pretty fun. It's like a whole chain of different events. It's pretty great.
Orange is very popular these days.
Yeah. And then Sundog posted a nice image. So I'm going to start working on that just as soon as I post these. So be prepared.
Okay, I had a request for the OmniFlix platform, the information. So I created a treat. I'm going to pin it up in the nest. It's an onboarding form. Plus, when you go to that, you will find the link to their platform and their marketplace. So this is where we started from. But like I said, there's other platforms, but this is the first place where we minted and we've had success. So I put that up in the nest if anybody's interested. And there's supposed to be some sort of brownie points or something for if you recruit people. So if there is I'm supposed to actually give out my own personal onboarding form and I can't find it. I don't care. But if you don't mind just putting on there that Lucid and I recommended you, that would really help us out. They are a big platform and we would like to be recognized as recommending you. So I'd like to welcome Envy to our space and give you a chance to speak and see if you have some what you would like to share with us. Welcome to our space, Envy. Envy, are you there? Please unmute yourself. Okay, maybe we will come back to Envy. Thank you, Joe, for speaking today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day with your family. I'd like to welcome Saba to our collaboration space today. How are you, Saba?
Oh, thank you very much, Sandy. I'm so happy to be with you here.
We're happy to see you. How are you? What's new with you?
Actually, I'm in deep in collab things with musicians, and I'm so happy about that. The last week, I had a collaboration with Muden NFT. He's a very wonderful guitarist, classical guitarist, and this week I made a collaboration with Victor, who is another guitarist, and our piece will mint and list tonight.
Well, that's wonderful. So you've got music with the art. That is great. If you'd like to pin something up in the nest, we would love to see your work and have the link for that. And also, have you ever considered doing a collaboration with somebody who has AI background to see what your art would look like? What do you think of so far? So today we have a live demonstration, so you can give your picture or a suggestion and we will make a new art form for you. What do you think about that?
I think that's wonderful and so exciting, but I had experience in NFT space, which I started to do it with one of my friends who was a photographer, and we couldn't make we couldn't be in a mature idea. At last, we couldn't collab anything because she didn't like what I did on her work, so we didn't mint it. And but I'm very open to do this.
Well, that sounds great. We've got people who would be interested in possibly doing a collab with you. And yeah, you're right. Not all collaborations work out. People have different styles and ideas about what their art is, and art is very personal. Well, we actually have Cryptalks here with us, and he is looking to do a collaboration. And so maybe he can look at your art, to see if that's something he would be interested in. And you can look at his art to see if you like his style. So there we go. There is a possible match right there.
Yeah, definitely. Think? If she wants to check it out, give my profile a look, check everything out. Let me know if you want to do something together, or shoot me a DM, or just let me know. That's all.
Yes, sure. Sure, we can do that.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. I love it. We are doing art collaboration and we are making successful matches. So thank you so much, you guys. By the way, Lucid, you're doing amazing work. I don't know how you're doing this. By the way, it's very fast. So I'm not going to say that this is easy because you understand the art, because you understand the coding and what you're doing. It's fast for you. I can whip you up chocolate souffle so fast in my kitchen. But if you've never made a chocolate souffle before, well, you're not going to be able to beat me. So I just don't want people to think just because this happened in less than an hour that this is quick and easy. I know there's it's a complicated thing, but it is really cool that you have the hang of it. And same with Illustrata. That's really amazing. I'd like to see another demo from Illustrata. What if, I don't know if you have credits left or what, but what if you put in there Persian rugs or rugs? What would that look like? Is that weird?
Oh, no, that's a great one. And I did post up the oak leaf with spiders. And that was actually interesting because the ones up in the nest, it's a few back now, but the ones displayed there came out pretty well. But that was after two or three runs of adjusting and tweaking the prompt, because putting it in as is didn't give really good results. And you can see some of the first results in the comments of the post. So yeah, I'll do the Persian rug one now.
I'm looking at I just found it. Nature photography, spiders crawling on an oak leaf. Yeah, okay.
How about spin it further? Maybe somebody else can add another prompt to it, to Persian rug, maybe Persian rug on the Mars surface or Persian rug on the moon or something like that, to see how DALL-E 2 will react to. Otherwise, you will get probably beautiful Persian rugs only. If you don't mind, Sandy?
Yes. I love that suggestion. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be a good way to see kind of some of the interesting results that DALL-E can do. Because yes, it can do beautiful reproductions of things that already exist. But one of my favorite things about it is to see, you know, things that you imagine that don't exist already. Thanks, Sid. That's a great suggestion.
Thank you, Sid. And I've got a request up here from Zugani NFT. So I'm going to bring up another speaker and we'll see what's going on with that. Lucid, I'm still looking at all the amazing art that you did. This is so cool.
Yeah, thanks. I just posted some Sundog. I have one more to add to it. One sec here. Let me just add. Oh, looks great too. Wow. And it's wild. You know, yeah, I hope you don't think this is like, or somebody that sees this for the first time is just amazing. These things come out so quickly. You know, it's kind of, you have to think of it like a photographer is able to take 1,000 pictures, but you know, they might use one or two, right? And that's the same thing. So I'm trying to post sort of all my runs, and all the settings used are, you know, previous settings that have worked really well for me. And so that's why I'm able to produce some, you know, pretty nice stuff. I'm pretty happy with it. But yeah, I would never like, you know, mint these right away, because, you know, some of them come out pretty nice, but like, they're just, you know, they're not, I guess to the level that I would like to, you know, mint the whole thing. But again, you know, mostly I would take these images and then rework them, maybe do some compositing and then rerun it through the same system multiple times. And then you could get this better quality image, you know, just really crisp and everything. So that's sort of my method, doing still images. So But yeah, there's obviously the video and all the other ones too. So
thank you. I appreciate what you're doing, and thank you for enlightening the rest of us on the process on what is AI art. Today, we are listening to Illustrata, and we are looking at the new, most interesting, special, rare magic tools that only a select few have access to. And we are so lucky to see this demo. And like you said, Lucid, the person people coming in, they think it's simple and you're pushing a button, but that's not what it is. You have to have understanding about technology, about this AI and the software and the different programs and these notebooks. So for you, you can quickly bring all this together and show us this, but for the rest of us, it would take a long time. I see Mariella in the listener section. Hi, Mariella. Mariella is the founder of Womanverse, and we've been collabing together, put together creating the Womanverse Museum on the Tezos blockchain. It's been a success, and through that collaboration, we've brought a lot of women together. We've held spaces, and a lot of art has been happening, and we are so happy that and this has not even been a year yet since we started this on the Tezos blockchain. So I got all excited about it, and I think I've talked about this before, but Lucid and I want to do an AI art museum, and we're still trying to figure out which blockchain and platform would be the best for that, because if we did it on the Tezos blockchain, we should be able to do it on another blockchain. And I think the AI stuff is really fascinating, and I want to start keeping records of it right away. This is all amazing, and I want to start buying it right away and keeping it all in one place. So one of the reasons I'm telling you all about these new blockchains is because there's money there. I want us to go to these new blockchains. That's great. You're doing Known Origin or Ethereum or Tezos, but let's keep our eye to what's coming up and to be able to have the developers of these blockchains cater to our needs. That's really kind of cool too. And there's amazing technology support. So I would like to, and I don't know where this is, and this is something Lucid and I will figure out, but it involves you because we want to collect your art. We want to collect these collaborations. So together we're figuring out where is the most lucrative place, where is the most coins, where are they collecting our work, and where does our work fit in? So that's what we're talking about today. Lucid, I'm going to give you the mic, or Illustrata, if there's something you guys want to add, because I don't want to take up all the space here.
I just wanted to say I started a new one from, I think it's Mohade 3000, and it's a collage of faces, and I'm really excited to see how this comes out. So I'll post it in a sec. I'm just working through them right now.
Yeah, and I posted up the DALL-E result, Persian rug on the moon. It didn't quite get that. I wanted to tweak and do a couple of different runs with the prompt to try and see if we could get something more looking like a photo, but I'm out of credits for the next 5 hours. So that's it for DALL-E.
Oh my God, the Persian rug. Listen, those fringes got a little, blown away flying to the moon. But you know what? You've captured the spirit of the Persian rug. So this is the most beautiful, magical flying rug I have seen. Thank you so much for doing that. I hope everybody, guys, go check out this rug. This is so cool. And oh my gosh. And it's going to the moon. Definitely. This technology is amazing. Lucid, what do you think about it?
I think it's amazing. Yeah, seeing the things you could do with this, it opens worlds. So it's fun if you can harness this kind of stuff and the creativity that could come out of it. It's pretty great.
My favorite one is the red one with the big full moon with the beautiful fringes. Yep, that's definitely my favorite one. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing! Wow. Sid, thank you for the suggestion of the moon. That made a big difference. Go ahead, Sid.
Yeah, I just want to say, I actually fancy quite the one with the hole in the center. and the kind of crescent moon just kind of peeking from behind, and you know, you can see the star systems at the back. And I think if Illustrata had more kind of credits, I'm sure she would have worked it up something really super extraordinary. But I'm always blown away how, with a simple prompt, this kind of high-end technology can throw out something at you and you think, whoa, how does that happen?
Well, there is one thing that I'm going to mention that probably is on some people's mind. This is so much faster than, well, things are speeding up. So in the old days, you wanted to paint a picture, you had to redo it. It took forever. But this is really different, that you could put in some prompts, and once you understand the technology, because in the old days, you know, like Van Gogh, no matter how many paintings he painted, it still took him a certain amount of time to do a painting. But with the technology and what we have access to, we can move forward. So I think what I'm trying to say is an artist's art and our style is able to develop at a much more faster speed than in the old days. This does not take away from the quality of the artwork. What it has done is it has made things faster. So when you finish a painting and you look at your painting and you say, next time I'm going to do this painting or I'm going to do something different, well, with technology, you can do that really fast. You don't have to wait until you do your next painting. So that's what I was trying to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I wanted to say, you know, I feel for people that spend a lot of time working on an individual piece. You know, it might take them a week or two for doing a proper painting that you know, comes out amazing. And then you see someone come along and is able to do something in a similar manner in a shorter amount of time. But, you know, I wanted to say, like, somebody with the skill of a painter would benefit, would have an edge over, you know, a regular using tools like Photoshop or, you know, this AI stuff. So anybody using these tools, because they are just a tool at the end of the day, would, you know, benefit from their sense of style, their sense of color, and their understanding of it all. So yeah, it just, you know, I hope no one is threatened by it, because it is a tool that, you know, anybody that could use, and it's getting to the point. And I think ultimately we're getting, to an area where, you know, eventually you'll be able to think up something. So you have a scene in your mind, and somebody would be able to sort of express that into the real world. Whereas, you know, generally you would, you know, take years practicing painting and your hand-eye coordination and studying other people's art and bringing it to the world. Whereas now you can do that. And so people that have been in this AI community, they appreciate that. They see sort of the end result where, you know, now somebody that hasn't spent years and years studying and practicing and all that is still able to create something that's pretty beautiful, and you know, and it is part of their inner selves, and they can bring it out to the world. And so that's, you know, that's the stuff that we appreciate. And I know for certain, like, that's what I just enjoy doing, to be able to bring some of, you know, my inner thoughts to the world. So it's great.
Yes, absolutely. And the advantage you speak of is something I mentioned earlier, that, like, for example, Sid having a background in architecture, that gives him transferable skills into what he's doing and what he's going to do with that art. By the way, Lucid, I'm curious what a tea party would look like. I sent you one of my black and white photography pictures. I think it was Valentine's Day. I did a gift to my collectors, and it's my brother serving a tray of tea. So I'm wondering if you could do a demo on that one. And see what the AI would result with that. I just sent it to you on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it right now. Just one sec.
Well, does anybody else want to share something? Illustrata, what's next on your agenda? What are you working on exactly next week?
Oh, gosh. I'll probably be playing around a lot more with DALL-E, as much as the limits allow. And I've been working on kind of testing out some new modifiers and styles and experimenting with that. So hopefully I'll have some fruits of that experimentation to post in the coming days and weeks.
Wish you much success, and I hope we get to hear about it. That is wonderful. Sid, I know you're going to be vacationing, and I'm happy that you had a sale. Things are not that great, but I think we're coming out of this slump. I think there's going to be a lot more action as we get into the summer. So I'm very hopeful about that for whatever blockchain anybody's on.
Yeah, I'm just struggling a little bit with the Wi-Fi, kind of keeps dropping a little bit. Yeah, I think we are getting out of slump. I would agree with that, because I see through friends, colleagues who are suddenly starting to kind of sell on larger scale. And so that's all good. I think because one of the reasons is probably because Ethereum is so low that people don't want to hold Ethereum per se. They want to spend it and, you know, but that's all kind of helping art scene, which is very good because it was for a long, long time in the slump. So, yeah, I think it's good things are starting to happen. I would say that.
Thank you for your review of what you think is happening. I'm glad that you feel things are positive. By the way, I am looking at Lucid's Muhammad 3000 from where it began to where it ended. Wow, huge difference, the portraits. That's huge difference.
It might have been a little bit too much because there's levels that you can let it, you know, sort of take over, and then you keep as much of the image as possible. And I think for that specific case, it was a little too much. I let the AI kind of take off on its own for a bit. So, ideally, I would probably go back and keep more of the original image. So,
very good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to say something because I think I will have to bail out. Wi-Fi is playing. It's not yet official, but I think it's kind of sort of semi-official. There was a big contest, Metalverse, and we ended up having two of our fam people from the group who ended up in finals. And one of them is Illustrata. She came third. Fantastic, fantastic work. Beautiful work that she produced. And the other guy from our group, again, I think he won. It's checked on the Metalverse, but there was no formal annunciation. And I think that's amazing because that was a contest that was really tough. And there are loads of artists, not only AI, but eventually, you know, the best one won, I would say, you know. And so it's really good news. It's boost for our community. And I think it's just going to go quite a long way in positive way. Yeah. Well done, Illustrata. You did amazing stuff.
Thank you, Sid.
I just went to their profile, the Metalverse, right? They're called the Metalverse. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I have to say, the competition has been going on for a few weeks now, and I'm just, you know, I've met so many amazing people throughout it, and it's just been an air of, like, great sportsmanship the whole time. So that was a wonderful experience, and yeah, so many amazing, talented artists. One of the things that is the coolest, or I think, is that in the final four, three of them were made with AI, so that just goes to show. We can compete with the rest of them.
Well, I think what's happening is many people feel threatened because it is so amazing what's happening. And they feel like, well, maybe nobody's going to want my photography or my painting or what can I. But I just think it's just a new area of art. Like before we didn't have photography, people didn't buy photography, but photography never took away from painting or watercolors. It created its own space. AI art has created its own space. But I can't help but feel a little nervous that maybe people don't want me like black and white photography. That's just, it's an unfounded fear, but I can see why people would feel that way. And I don't feel that way about my art. I think it's just, it's making its own space, and there's money for all different kinds of art, and it's just exciting and new, and people need to just be open-minded. And I'm very excited that you're all doing really well, and this is just amazing. So Sid, if you do need to bail, if we do lose you, I just want to say ahead of time, thank you so much. It always adds so much when you come to our spaces. I learn new things all the time from you, and your presence is very, very valuable to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We had a speaker, Zugani, who kept getting rugged. Zugani, I'd like to give you a chance to speak. Hello, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. I don't know what this talk is about, but I was just hanging around here.
Well, what we're doing is every week we have a space and we talk about collaborations. And so the NFT space is really interesting because people from around the world can do collaborations. And the majority of our conversation now seems to be around AI art, because this is sort of a new genre. And people who've never done work with AI, we're pairing them up with AI artists. So I'm a photographer. And I met Lucid, and Lucid did some work on my photography, and we created this whole new thing together. So we're just trying to educate people about what is AI art. And if somebody is interested in doing a collaboration, we can take their information and try to match you up with somebody. Have you had a chance to look at the Nest and the artwork we have up there? Because then that gives you an idea, like we take something and then it becomes transformed. So you can also tell us about your art and if you've ever done any collaborations before.
I started playing around with AI art a couple of months back. I haven't done much lately, only two collabs so far. I'm making this Bored AI AI version of those Bored Ape NFTs. I'm just helping. That's the only thing that I'm doing currently. That's the only two gigs I got.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Wish you good luck with that. And I'm so glad you're able to come join us. If you want to stick around and check out the art and give us your opinion of what you think, what we're doing and if you're interested, and please, join us, and maybe you can pair up with someone and do a collaboration if you're interested.
Yeah, definitely. I'm interested in doing collabs.
Wonderful. By the way, Lucid, you just pinned up in the Nest the tea party. Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay. I would say my favorite is the black and white, the very last one. And, that really is very interesting, even though it's lost. It's not about a tea party anymore. It's now a utopian, futuristic looking city. But that's very interesting. I can see what happened to the teacup, though.
Yeah, sometimes it goes strange, right? But I probably wouldn't have gone that far, too. But some neat things come out, right? And then you could even do a lot of cut and paste. So you cut out pieces that you really like and paste them back on and then rerun it and that kind of stuff too. So that's fun. You know, as part of the process, it's great to do. So
you could refix. So the very last one, I would want you to fix the background on that. It's the flat background with the steam coming up, make the sky different. How would you change that?
Yeah. So what I would do is I would take the image and I would cut out, pieces. Let's say there's a piece that you definitely don't want. So, I would cut it out. I would put some noise, because that's how AI kind of forms a picture. So you need some kind of sort of fuzzy noise. And then it can start grabbing on, you know, different things and then slowly building out more stuff. So if there's new things that you need to generate, you put noise. And so, yeah, so that's pretty much what I would do. But if there's an image that you really like, but you want to move things around or just, you know, add new pieces, you cut out other pieces, paste them on, and then maybe blur it a little bit, and then just start over again. So, and you do that, you know, multiple times till you get the image that you really like.
Oh, wow. I really like the one you just posted, the one with the trees and the light coming in the background. That looks really interesting. That's really cool.
It's almost like a fantasy type thing. It's kind of neat, actually.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a fun time here today. I love seeing all this interesting art, and I've learned a lot. And I'm really excited for Illustrata, though. I'm just super, super excited for what you're doing and where you're going with your art, as well for everybody, Sid, Cryptox, and the collabs that are happening. So I love doing these spaces with you guys. Now, I'm not going to be able to join you next weekend, so I'm going to be taking some time off. I've got a surgery exactly in a week, so I'm going to be taking some time off with that. But I will be thinking about you, and as soon as I'm up and running again, I'm going to come back. But I'm going to say thank you to you, to everybody. And Lucid, what do you think about wrapping up the space pretty soon? Because I think the sun is calling, and I feel like I want to do a beach day today.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I think I have to do a dog walking day today. So, yeah, no, it was great, you know, and I hope everybody enjoyed it and, you know, got to see a little bit more of the collab, the live collab stuff. So, yeah, hope everybody had fun.
Thank you for educating us. Thank you, Illustrata. Thank you, Sid. And thank you, Cryptox, for joining us today. Everybody, we really appreciate having you. If you've joined us today, thank you very much. We love to have you come back and share with us your questions, your art, and your hopes. And Saba, thank you very much for joining us today. I hope that we get to see more collaborations with a different type of art from you as well. And thank you for sharing that information about the contest. I didn't even know about that. See, I didn't even know about what you were telling me about earlier about this competition. And they're going to announce it tonight, the winner. So I'll be tuning into that to find out. Did you want to say anything, Illustrata? Sid, anybody want to share anything before we wrap it up for today?
I just want to say good luck, Sandy, next week. I'll be thinking of you. You'll be fine. I know you will.
Yeah, same. Good luck, Sandy, and thanks for having me up here.
Okay, that was something. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for your good wishes. I'm feeling very positive about this. And let's see what next week brings.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was The Art of Collab, live demo AI art, and open mic hosted by Sandy Toes 2211. Recorded on Sunday, June 12, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The core looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic
mutation
leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wannabe. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip, but am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are mutants. We are mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation.
It's an art form, don't be alarmed if you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm. Spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into terrorist supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice. Take the pill and see we're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are mutants. We are mutants. We are mutants. We are mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. We are mutants. We are mutants. We are mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this.
Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the SafeMoon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys. I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc. For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate. TerraSpaces.